History on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's tri-state forecast calls for a hazy, humid day today. Showers and a gusty thunderstorm, mid-80s. By tomorrow, sunny, not nearly as hot or humid, mid-80s. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. In a story this weekend in the Republican American, North Canaan learned of a subdivision proposal along the river. The Planning and Zoning Commission got a preview of a large subdivision that's proposed to be built along the Housatonic River. George Johansson of Allied Engineering presented the plan at a meeting held on July 11th at Town Hall, showcasing a 51-unit condominium property on a 114-acre parcel owned by Bruce McEver of Honey Hill Development, LLC. Access would be from the corner of Honey Hill Road and Route 44. Three houses will front the Honey Hill Road, and the remainder will be within the property, with much of the property remaining undisturbed, according to the proposal. Johansson explained that the plan seeks to take advantage of the conservational development rules listed in the Commission's subdivision regulations, quote, to save the natural resources and avoid cookie-cutter development, end quote. Residents will own their homes, but a homeowners association will own the property on which they sit and maintain it. The owner hopes to gain access to the Canaan Fire District sewage plant and install pump chambers throughout the area, but if that's not possible, individual or communal septic systems will be considered. Well, the Armenia Alliance have recognized Citizen of the Year and their own achievements. On Wednesday the 20th, Lion President Jessica Moore presided over the annual installation dinner, recognizing the club's Citizen of the Year, Sue Patel, for her outstanding dedication and service to the community in the Armenia Post Office for almost 40 years. In attendance was her husband, Barat, who was also at Armenia Lions years ago, and their two sons. In addition, Lions member Ann Sartori and Becky Duncan received special appreciation for going above and beyond with various projects. Eric Eichbach was named Lion of the Year, and the Armenia Lions Club Citizen Scholarship was renamed in honor of Ken and Lori Howell for their tremendous dedication to the community club as they begin their retirement from Maplebrook School, but not the Lions Club, not yet anyway. Past District Governor Wilfred Rowe, 55 years in Lions, then inducted new member Andres Valdespino and installed other officers for 2022-23. Well, Congressional Award silver medalists have been announced. Kayla O'Mara of Bethel and Mahar Bassin of Lakeville are Congressional Award silver medalists announced by Congressperson Johanna Hayes. The Congressional Award is the highest honor a member of the House can bestow upon a youth civilian. Once again, a nice story in the Republican American on Sharon resident and ex-teacher Heather Matthews. That is in yesterday's Republican American. The 34th Falcon Rig Folk Festival will make its annual flight once again, a full 3 days this year. Once again, it will be held Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, July 29th, 30th, and 31st at the Goshen Fairgrounds in Goshen, Connecticut. The return will feature 24 performers on three stages, food and crafts, as always, activities for kids, and a brand new community sing program. Though current pandemic precautions as well as fest organizers are proceeding with an abundance of caution attitude, they'll place some limits on what's offered, and it will not dampen the community vibe always at Falcon Ridge. For those who want more information or attend in person, a live stream will be available. More information can be found at falconridgefolk.com or by calling 860-364-0366. 10 a.m. to noon on Saturday, July 30th at the Armenia Town Hall Gym will be a meeting to discuss informally Armenia's housing needs, provide information on what the Armenia Housing Board has been doing, what they're in the development process, and how you can help make housing for workplace people and seniors a reality in town. There'll be coffee and cinnamon buns and an opportunity to have your voice heard on that subject. Taking a look at some meetings and things going on in our tri-state region today. Well, Heather Matthews will be tooling around her little green bus delivering books again this week. First, she'll be at Sharon Ridge today from 5 till 6 p.m., Veterans Field on Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m., and then the Little Rascals on Thursday from 12:30 to 1:30. At Sharon, the Historic District Commission meets tonight at 5:30. In Salisbury, Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission meets that at 6:30. In Kent, the Inland Wetlands Commission has their regular meeting. That's at 7 p.m. The Village of Millerton Board of Trustees have a meeting set for tonight. That is set for 6 p.m. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, featuring a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials every night, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,899.29, the NASDAQ at 11,834.11, and the S&P 500 at 3961.63. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.